With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. President Trump says he supports the full release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report, as Democrats have been pushing for. A summary from Attorney General William Barr said the investigation concluded that the Trump campaign did not conspire or coordinate with Russia to interfere in the 2016 election. Trump has called the report a total exoneration, but prominent Democrats say they have more questions, especially on the open question over possible obstruction of justice. We'll talk more about calls to release the full report with The Wall Street Journal's Natalie Andrews in just a moment. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. A special expert panel to be created by the U.S. Department of Transportation will review the safety approval process for Boeing's 737 MAX aircraft, which are under scrutiny following two fatal crashes, one in Indonesia in October and another in Ethiopia earlier this month. The Federal Aviation Administration has grounded the aircraft. Separately, the head of Ethiopian Airlines said this week that a stall prevention system on the Ethiopian flight appears to have activated. It's the first time an aviation official familiar with the flight has said the system could have been switched on during the fatal accident. The system, known as MCAS, is also under investigation in the crash in Indonesia. Apple unveiled several new services Monday at an event in Cupertino, California. They include a new subscription service called Apple News Plus that features hundreds of titles, plus a video subscription service, the TV Channels app, with HBO, Showtime, Stars, and others. Apple also announced a new credit card partnership with Goldman Sachs. The unveilings come as the company seeks fresh revenue streams to make up for slowing iPhone sales. For all the details on the services Apple's unveiled, you can follow our continuing coverage at WSJ.com or the WSJ app. Federal prosecutors have charged attorney Michael Avenatti, known as the lawyer for adult film actress Stormy Daniels, with wire fraud, bank fraud, and attempting to extort more than $20 million from Nike. Avenatti was arrested Monday and charged in two cases in Manhattan and Los Angeles. Ride-hailing company Lyft is expected to make its initial public offering this week. The Wall Street Journal reports that the company is leading startups debuting with big losses. Lyft posted a loss of $911 million last year, the most of any U.S. startup in the 12 months leading up to its IPO. That's according to S&P Global Market Intelligence. Rival Uber, which is also planning to go public later this year, has been losing more than $800 million a quarter. Still to come, Democrats push for public release of the Mueller report. Democrats are pushing for the full release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report and additional material from the nearly two-year investigation. Joining me now via Skype from the Capitol Building in Washington with more details on what comes next is Wall Street Journal reporter Natalie Andrews. Natalie, as expected, releasing the conclusions of this report has kicked off a battle for the release of the full report and other details. We're hearing from a lot of prominent Democrats since the release of the conclusions on Sunday. Tell us more about the reactions to those conclusions, which we should note were summarized by Attorney General William Barr.
Democrats definitely want to see the full report. They want to hear it in Mueller's words, which is important because they have a little bit of distrust for Attorney General Barr, to say the least. And so they really want to see what Mueller's conclusions were from him himself. And that pertains to the obstruction of justice and the interaction between the Trump campaign and Russia.
What investigations are Democrats expected to continue in the coming days and weeks? We heard from Representative Jerry Nadler, for example, about lines of inquiry they might be exploring.
Yeah, we're still waiting to see. Congress is just coming back from being out for a week, and we're still waiting to see how this affects what their next investigations are. Surely they will go for the full report, and Chairman Nadler has said that he will do subpoenas if necessary to get the full report. We don't know how this will change, say, what the Intelligence Committee was going to do. They were wanting to investigate further Trump campaign involvement with Russia, if any. And we don't know if they will then take Mueller at his word or not. The Oversight Committee is looking at things, various events, security clearances, voting rights. They're looking at things that the Trump administration has done. And so those investigations would likely continue.
I'm curious what we're hearing from Democratic presidential hopefuls. Are we seeing any kind of split between who is calling for full release of this report versus those who may be trying to move away from this issue now that the conclusions from Attorney General Barr have been made public?
It does seem that pretty much everyone wants to see the full report. But Democrats did not win the House majority by campaigning on Donald Trump and Russia. They really tried to push it aside. And so you're seeing comments like Mayor Pete Buttigieg said to MSNBC over the weekend that people should stay focused and focused on issues that impact people's lives every day. And people don't believe that they're going to win the 2020 campaign by focusing on the Mueller investigation. They really believe that they can win and need to by talking about the economy and Donald Trump's policies. And so this may give them a little bit of a break by saying, like, hey, the Mueller report's concluded and they can move on.
Natalie, what about the question of impeachment?
This does take some of the intensity out of the impeachment question. We saw Nancy Pelosi a few weeks ago say that she didn't feel like impeachment was worth it. And now that the summary is out there, it does kind of put the impeachment question to rest for a bit, especially I think it will give some of the vulnerable Democrats some cover to not have to attack the president. Like, they can kind of say, this is out there. Mueller has completed his investigation. I talked to Congressman Ben McAdams this morning about this, and he is a vulnerable Democrat from Utah, a state that Donald Trump won. And he said he hopes that they get the full report, but also that they can move past this, that once the investigations are done, that they can really move past this and not dwell on it.
And President Trump, of course, has called the Mueller conclusions a complete exoneration. He's also questioned the need for the investigation and the time it took. How are Republicans, especially those who characterized this as a political overreach from Democrats, now reacting to the conclusions?
Lindsey Graham had a press conference today. He wants to have the Attorney General Barr come testify before the committee. He said he would leave it up to Mr. Barr to decide if Mueller himself should come testify. But Republicans are really cheering this report as saying they're agreeing with the president. They say this exonerates him. Lindsey Graham today said, well, the president has had a cloud hanging over his presidency for the past 2 years almost, and maybe now they can focus on doing policy. Even with Democrats, he brought up prescription drug price reform and things like that, that he was hoping that the president would be more willing to focus on now that the report has concluded or the investigation is concluded. So we'll see. I think that Republicans are celebrating this moment, though.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Natalie Andrews joining us via Skype from the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. Thanks so much, Natalie.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for the Wall Street Journal.